nation. Turn them grains.
She'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump has arrived at a New York courtroom for a hearing that could decide whether the former president's first criminal trial involving hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels will begin in a little over a month. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
Trump wants the case dismissed, arguing it's political, legally flawed, and messes with the 2024 election. Today, the judge is expected to decide whether the trial will occur as scheduled next month, which would make it the first of Trump's four criminal cases to go to trial.
After the traditional holiday season splurge, Americans pulled back on their spending in January more than expected. Retail sales down 0.8% from a strong pace in December. There were fewer unemployment claims filed last week. The Labor Department still showing resilience despite high interest rates. Investigators in Kansas City continue trying to determine a motive for the mass shooting during the Chiefs Super Bowl victory rally. This is ABC News. Police in Southern California now say a potential school shooting was stopped before it ever even started. 18-year-old Sebastian Villaseñor now under arrest. A fellow student found out about the plot and told the school principal, who then called the police. Several American Marines hurt in an accident in Japan. ABC's Anthony Trotter.
Concerns spiked after a U.S. naval hospital in Okinawa, Japan, issued a social media alert about a mass casualty event. Quick clarification followed, revealing 10 service members were involved in a vehicle overturn accident. Now under evaluation, these Marines suffered non-life-threatening injuries, ABC News has learned. Investigations are in motion to enhance safety measures and prevent future occurrences.
Thousands of vehicles from Volkswagen brands, including Porsche and Audi, are stuck. They haven't been made to dealers yet because they're sitting at U.S. ports amid issues with a Chinese-made part. The Financial Times says construction of the part broke anti-forced labor laws. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature introduced paid family medical leave legislation. The bill, which would mandate 14 weeks combined between medical and family leave and 12 weeks of leave for just one of the two, was released for co-sponsorship on Wednesday. It's unlikely to receive a public hearing. First Lady Jill Biden is back in Wisconsin this week. First Lady will visit Green Bay's Rail Yard Innovation District on Friday afternoon to highlight how the Biden administration's policies are benefiting students. She'll also join a roundtable to spotlight efforts to expand career-connected learning in high school and college. And the National Weather Service now says last week's tornado near Evansville was more damaging than first thought. Meteorologists say new information from the area shows the tornado was around 750 yards wide at its most powerful and was rated an EF2 with winds up to 130 miles per hour. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no! Of course not! You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, even cooler with a high of 24. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Dorio, meet in the middle. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We'll have today in history. Also, opening farm markets as well this hour. And coming up here in just a couple minutes, we'll be talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. Well, investors are probably going to have a word or two after what happened to Lyft stock on Tuesday. The rideshare company had a typo in their fourth quarter earnings statement. They said our gross margin increased by 5 percentage points. Well, of course, when that came out, here we go. And the stock off to the moon. It went up 62%. Well, then the company ended up saying, oops, we have a typo. Our margin increase was only 0.5%, a half a percentage point. Of course, that led to the big sell-off, but What I want to know is who is left holding the bag on all those high-priced stock, huh? Coming up, we're going to talk with Grand Mayor Patrick Miller, and that's next. Right now, here's Justin Moore. Good morning.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's Place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal-down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with the woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more cause you finally found it. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with her dress on the floor. Cause with the woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. Her whisper in my ear made a brand new man. Now the same heartbeat's got a brand new plan. With the woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Durand Mayor Patrick Milliner, as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, not a lot going on with the council. The big thing was the Madison Street project officially delayed until next year.
Yes, the decision was made last night officially. We've rejected all the bids because of how much they were, and but of course it led to the next conversation. It's already started. Do we change the project? Can we do this? What are our priorities with that? Are there some other possibilities of some grant money? Our engineering firm Cedar Corp is looking for those things, and city staff is checking into it. But again, it is official. We've rejected the bid, so it will at least be off for a year. We still have till 2027 as far as the grant money that we already received to do that. But again, we'll be checking all avenues to see where we go from there.
Meanwhile, the 6th Avenue project is going to go out for bid now. Is there a concern that that may come in too high?
Well, the one thing about it is it's interesting because when we went into the 6th Avenue, of course, we thought that the bids were updated up to that point. That project was those original plans were a little bit older, but obviously some updates were made. In this situation, we're hoping to believe that all of these plans have basically been put together the last couple of months. It's a smaller project and so on and so forth. We had an idea of what we wanted to do, so this has just been put together. So those estimates on if this does come in at a higher, then we're going to have a discussion. We're going to have to see where we go with this. Because obviously this is going to be an ongoing concern because you can't keep on pushing back projects. And how do you do that? But again, as we said, we'll see how those come in. Again, a little smaller project, not very little when it comes to what we call utilities, mainly just surface work. When we say surface, of course, we're talking road, curb and gutter, and those types of things. So we'll see when those bids come in.
Meanwhile, Public Works, an issue with a big auger down at the treatment plant. If they can't fix it,
there's going to be some, I think, what, $20,000 bill?
That's what we're sort of expecting. Of course, now that comes out of a certain budget, which is, is going to be the case. Yeah, we've had a few problems over the last few weeks, some issues with some pumps where we've had to do some work. And again, we're doing those. I had this explained to me exactly what this auger does, but it basically is other stuff that gets into our system. It pulls out all the stuff that can't go into the thing, whether it's rags or something like that, because they do get into the system and so on and so forth. And it's a press and it does this. And the auger on there is, and we're hoping, at least with the numbers we're right now, if we were just able to refurb it, and so on and so forth, do the refurb, that we would probably be looking at $7,000 or $8,000 if we ended up doing the full replacement. We're talking the $20,000 range.
And that would come out of the sewer utility budget, right?
Yeah, and that's what they call a revenue fund and so on and so forth. So the money that we have in there, obviously we have maintenance every year. If it gets to the end of that, then we have to decide exactly. But again, that's specifically what we call revenue money.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, Ambulance Director Angie Bignall was in, and she kind of gave kind of a scary update. We're going to talk with Angie on Monday a little bit more about it, but kind of a scary update on what the closing of Sacred Heart can mean for the ambulance service.
Yeah. At this point here, Dr. Young, who's been our medical director, who's actually, again, the medical director for, I think it was 15 to 18 different groups, different other ambulance services. We're going to continue to work with them at this time, but they're checking all avenues to see as far as replacing. All ambulance services obviously need a medical director. The question is there somebody else that is specifically qualified to do it who is unaffiliated, or do we end up affiliating with another but at this point here, as we continue to look at those things, and again, I'm sure that because of the number that Dr. Young's involved with, that we would get plenty of notice. And again, but obviously we're working on all those avenues prior to make sure that we're covered.
She even talked a little bit about, you know, emergency. They're already having to divert now. They can't go to Sacred Heart for like strokes and things like that.
Yeah, there's certain things that we used to send a number of them, especially to the Sacred Heart facility in Eau Claire, that we can no longer do, which means that if you go to the Eau Claire, you know, it's for those types of things. It's Marshfield or Mayo, depending on that. And then at that point, we either need to look other direction, which it might be the Twin Cities, might be Rochester, might be La Crosse. The concern that was brought up last night, of course, that means more service time for each run, and so it takes another rig out of service for a longer period of time. Of course, then they get more expensive and those types of things, and come into case. But obviously, we'll deal with it and we'll see how it goes. Because again, I'm sure that pretty much every community in Western Wisconsin are asking themselves the same questions.
That is Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. Trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
where you were standing in the shadows. Well, I just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing me. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. And there go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. You're playing with me, darling. You like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there goes my heart falling for you.
Back then. pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some bad men right now.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tyler Hubbard back then, right now, 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is a reminder, Chippewa Valley Ag Conference is coming up on February 22nd. That's next Thursday at the Florian Gardens Conference Center. And if you'd like more information on that, visit the Security Financial Bank website. Let's run down today in history for this February 15th. 1804, New Jersey becomes the last northern state to abolish slavery. 1898, 260 crew members were killed when the USS Maine explodes in a harbor in Havana, Cuba. The unexplained blast increased tensions between the U.S. and Spain and eventually led to the Spanish-American War. The event spawned the cry, "Remember the Maine." 1965, Canada displayed its new red and white maple leaf flag. It replaced the old Union Jack and said, "Oh, thanks, Britain, but we're kind of going our own way with the flag." 1965, singer Nat King Cole passed away at the young age of only 45. In 1984, actress Ethel Merman passed away at the age of 75. 1996, actor McLean Stevenson passed away at the age of 66. He's best known for his role as Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on MASH. Happy birthday to YouTube, launched on this date in 2005 by a couple of guys going, let's make this web thing and let people put videos on it. We might make a couple of bucks. Yeah, they did pretty well with that. Also, in 2013, more than 1,000 were injured in Russia after a meteor blast. Astronomers say the meteor probably weighed about 10 tons, entered Earth's atmosphere at a shallow angle, and then exploded 25 miles above ground. In 2016, Taylor Swift's 1989 picked up the Grammy for Album of the Year. And in 2019, an ex-employee opened fire at the Henry Pratt Company in Aurora, Illinois. After being fired, he killed 5 and injured 6. 2021, a major winter storm stretched from Texas to Maine, leaving 3 million Texans without power. The storm and ensuing cold snap killed over 200 people. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by the National Farmers Union and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Soybean Association.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybeans soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk down 10 to 16.92, April down 8 to 17.22, May down 4 to 17.62, June milk down 8 at 17.99. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as a greater price correction is taking place in the livestock complex, fueled by the potential for lower cash cattle this week. Strong buying interest was uncovered in hog futures, and that has helped to support hogs along with the decline in hog weight. February live cattle down 40 cents to 182. March feeder cattle down $1.25 to $244.97. April hogs up 55 cents to $85.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are mostly lower this morning. As the USDA Outlook Forum was released this morning, it released its new supply demand estimates. U.S. corn stocks came in at 2.532 billion bushels, and bean stocks at 435 million bushels as well. Now, those were close to trade expectations, and so, but for soybeans, it's helping some of the nearby contracts move higher. But again, corn and wheat is lower. New crop corn down 1.25 to 463. New crop beans still down 2.25 to 1152 3/4. Chicago wheat marched down 3 3/4 to 581 3/4. Minneapolis wheat marched down 0.5 to 662. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under mostly sunny skies as highs hover near 30. It's a bit breezy today with a northwest wind that's going to be dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Highs only hit the low 20s. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say. So I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. So long, set right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer, drink a beer. Drink a beer,
in Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. I'm laying under in the eye of a hurricane. When I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt
black and born tough as nails. Whoa, whoa. Cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, the Chippewa County Dairy Promotions Committee will hold their annual meeting February 22nd, 11:30 to 1. That's going to be held at the Back 40 in Bloomer. The meeting will include reports, promotional activities of the committee, and election of officers and directors. Lunch will also be served. Well, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and area veterans received some very nice messages from across the nation. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, in January, we had a story on this about having folks send Valentine's Day cards to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and that they would distribute them to veterans at the three veterans' homes here in Wisconsin. Well, they received around 30,000 Valentines from as far away as Alaska and Maine. How cool is that? Of course, Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, Union Grove, and King, they made up 450 bags for all of the members at the three homes. So they got each 50 Valentine's Day cards just to feel the love and appreciate it. How special is that? That is pretty cool. Now, a U.S. Air Force veteran, Ronald Bauer, said he's a day he always looks forward to. He's always received Valentine's Day cards since the program started, and he says it's a nice gesture. That's pretty cool. So if you sent a Valentine's Day card in for the veterans, congratulations. Thank you very much for that. But that's pretty awesome. 30,000 Valentine's Day cards given.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Fearless Fund Chief Executive Officer Arian Simone fights to keep grant programs open for Black women-owned businesses.
The work that we do is actually solving a disparity. We are looking to level the playing field. We're trying to make things equitable and equal, and that's why we do the work we do.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Pam Tillis and Maybe It Was Memphis. 9:59, I'm Brian Winnikins. Hey, happy National Wisconsin Day today as we recognize the Badger State. Rich in copper, lead, forest, and fertile farmland, Wisconsin became the 30th state on May 29th, 1848. A mining boom, not fur trading, led to the nickname the Badger State, according to